It's 9:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr. Colorado lawmakers struck down a bill that would have allowed cities and towns to set noise limits within their borders. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The bipartisan bill sailed through the Senate and failed in its first House committee. The impact is statewide, but the debate focused almost entirely on the Ford Amphitheater in Colorado Springs. The city allowed the amphitheater to have a higher noise limit, but neighbors say it's disruptive and harmful. Democratic Representative Jamie Jackson was sympathetic to the residents.
Everyone deserves rest, safety, and stability where they live.
Backers of the bill say Colorado will now be left with perhaps the most aggressive statewide noise limits in the country. They worry it could derail festivals and music events that are critical throughout the state. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Albertson says it reached a $774 million settlement framework to resolve opioid-related claims brought against the company by state, local, and tribal governments. Colorado will receive at least $32 million from the multi-state settlement. The national opioid crisis has fueled addiction and deaths, and states like Colorado have sued manufacturers and distributors. The company says the settlement is not an admission of wrongdoing or liability. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. It's 9:06.